Update. As Fiona advances, meteorologists get clearer idea of impact in Halifax. Nova Scotians are being urged to prepare for significant weather this weekend. Both a tropical cyclone information statement and a special weather statement are in effect for the Halifax area as of Wednesday morning. According to the advisories, the province can expect dangerous weather conditions, including severe and damaging wind gusts, intense rainfall rates and very high waves and coastal storm surge. Hurricane Fiona is expected to merge with a trough and transform into a hurricane-force post-tropical cyclone on Saturday. As it gets interacting with this trough that's going to be swinging across Atlantic Canada, bringing us a little bit of rain ahead of the hurricane, that's going to pull it up north, explained Canadian Hurricane Centre meteorologist Ian Hubbard Wednesday morning. At this time, the centre of the storm is expected to pass over in the area of Cape Breton, eastern Nova Scotia or southwestern Newfoundland on Saturday. But with a storm like this, as it's undergoing its extra-tropical transition on the weekend, the area of the storm that it covers and the impact it's going to have, that can still be a large area, Hubbard cautioned. It doesn't necessarily mean because you're not near the center of that track that you're out of the water. There's going to be a lot of wind and a lot of rain affecting many areas this weekend. Environment Canada says to expect heavy rain starting Thursday night, which could result in flooding and washed-out roads in some areas. The strong to severe wind gusts will ramp up Friday, peaking on Saturday. This is looking like a very severe storm. Definitely not to be taken lightly, said Hubbard. There's some significant weather coming with this. It's a great idea to start preparing as soon as you can. Environment Canada says, in the past, storms of this nature have caused prolonged power outages and structural damage. The province's Emergency Management Office offers up the following tips when preparing for a hurricane. Enough food and water for 72 hours. Monitoring local media outlets for updates. Securing gates, doors and windows. Moving yard furniture and securing trash cans, hanging plants and anything that can be picked up by wind. Checking radio batteries. Filling vehicles with gas and parking them away from trees. Keeping pets inside. Moving any type of watercraft to high ground. Ensure the safety of you and your family. Check on neighbors. If the power has gone out, do not leave candles unattended.